On today's show, soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo's move to Italy is a gold mine for Jeep. Tesla gets the go-ahead to build a factory in China. And Bosch and Daimler will launch an automated shuttle service in California. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Well, Tesla just got some good news. The electric car maker received approval from Chinese authorities to build a factory in Shanghai. Tesla will start making cars about 2 years after construction gets underway, and 2 to 3 years after that, it says it will have the capacity to ramp up to 500,000 vehicles a year. The news comes on the heels of Tesla announcing price hikes in the country due to new import tariffs. But one thing that wasn't revealed is how much the plant will cost. Bloomberg reports that analysts want to know how Tesla will pay for it. The company had $2.7 billion in cash at the end of the first quarter, but it's been burning through cash to get production of the Model 3 up to speed. Italian soccer team Juventus is paying $130 million to add superstar Cristiano Ronaldo to their organization. But what do famous soccer stars have to do with the global automotive industry? Well, FCA sponsors Juventus, and the Jeep logo is prominently featured on its jerseys. Combine that with one of soccer's biggest stars, and it's an advertising goldmine. According to Apex Marketing Group, Ronaldo can generate up to $58.3 million in media exposure in a year for FCA, which only spends $20 million on their Juventus sponsorship annually. So it's not just fans of the team that will benefit from the addition. Bosch and Daimler are working together to develop SAE Level 4 and 5 autonomous vehicles, and they will use California as a pilot location to test them. The two companies will create an automated shuttle service for their customers, which will begin operation in the second half of 2019. And the artificial intelligence system required for the service will come from the tech company NVIDIA. Daimler and Bosch say they hope to demonstrate how things like car sharing and ride hailing can be connected to one another via AI. Still to come, Toyota launches a new ride-sharing service in Hawaii.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
With the number of automakers pulling out of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, seemed like time for a change. And now the Detroit News reports organizers are finalizing a plan to move the show from January to June in 2020. And that will be music to the ears of anyone who has ever complained about the cold weather. But it also moves the show away from CES, which has been stealing its thunder, and puts it after the New York Auto Show in April. June is also the same time as the Grand Prix in Detroit and the Windsor Detroit fireworks display. And also on the table is a possible name change. And I say, please, please, just go back to the Detroit Auto Show. You know, mobility services are a huge part of automakers' plans for the future, and Toyota is expanding its role in the segment. The automaker is launching a new ride-sharing service in Honolulu called Hui. Users can reserve a vehicle by the hour or day through a mobile app, and they use their phone as a digital key to lock, unlock, and start the car. 70 Toyota and Lexus vehicles, including the Prius, Prius Prime, Camry, RX350, and RX350 F-Sport, will be available at 25 locations throughout Honolulu. Prices start as low as about $10 an hour and $80 a day, to about $20 an hour and $160 a day, depending on the vehicle. And that also includes gas and insurance. Automakers continue to team up to develop connected vehicle technology. We'll have more about that right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Vehicles that can talk to each other and the infrastructure will improve safety and reduce emissions. and BMW, Ford, and PSA just demonstrated how vehicles, including a scooter, from multiple manufacturers can communicate with one another using vehicle-to-everything, or V2X, technology. Along with the 5G Automotive Association and Qualcomm, they showed scenarios like how a following vehicle could be warned of hard braking ahead even if other cars were blocking its sight, and to a warning for a vehicle stopped in or to the side of the road, and even a countdown to when a traffic light will change. And by using 5G communication, the group was able to do this without cellular network coverage, and they say it could be ready for deployment as early as 2020. And in related news, Audi and Chinese telecommunications company Huawei are partnering up to work on connected car technology. Part of the collaboration includes testing the LTE-V standard for connected vehicles in China. It can provide drivers with real-time traffic info through connections to traffic lights and video monitors at intersections. The next phase of the project kicks off in September and will feature even more applications. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow afternoon when we'll have a Panhard Dina Z17 in the studio. You don't know what that is? Don't worry. We've got Ken Nelson, an expert in unusual cars, explaining what this thing is all about. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.